That's the call sign.
Andy, it's N2GE is the call sign for the 14519 repeater. Thank you for that input.
Like I said, I can't hardly ever hear it where I'm at because this mountain of this long does a pretty good job of blocking me from that and Pisgah. But it was put on in the 80s up there, and you was looking pretty much right at the 19 machine.
I guess it was a year and a half ago, May of 19, I went up with Robert Webster to help with that bike race, the assault on Mount Mitchell, and I think that's the repeater that they used to work the bike race.
Here and head toward Traveler's Rest over there where Ray and Fred and them I had over there and get into it just fine mobile, but this Caesar's Head range and back toward Table Rock blocked me off from them, so I don't get a whole lot of updates out of them, but I know I've been up there before in the past up there on Mitchell, and you can see where that is back off from Mount Mitchell there.
If I go up there, hopefully it'll be a work day when I'm on vacation, so that maybe we'll be able to get up actually to the observation area on Mount Mitchell. And I'll have to take my radio up with me and see if anybody's listening and connect with them.
As we're talking about summits on the air, I was in the mobile over Traveler's Rest one time at McDonald's and heard someone using I don't remember, that's been so a good while back, if it was on a mobile or HT, but I heard them on a simplex frequency coming off them up there at Mount Mitchell down there. So if you got an HT or something like that, which you can go up there and do quite a bit with simplex from up there.
That in mind, next time we head up that direction and see what I can do with my HT or my mobile that's in the truck. I'll take the truck up there since that's the only one that's wired with the mobile right now.
The man, like I said, who used to put those repeaters up, I ain't heard him on this in a while. He lives over at Landrum, WH4BVW. He used to check in a lot here on this net after he kind of lost his sight and had to give it up, so to speak, being able to care for those repeaters. And he was at Landrum, and he used to check in a lot on this net. I don't know if he's even still alive now or not, but he put those repeaters up sometime in the 80s. And when I'm not up under the shield here of Table Rock and Caesar's Head, I can do something with them, but... And if you're in the right place, you still can. But you was right up there at one of them, and I didn't know if you was aware of that or not. But I'm just letting you know there, KI4LCI.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that information, and I'll keep it in mind next time we head up that direction and see if we can make contacts. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot.
Delta Foxtrot, W2MJB, are you checking in? Or do you have something to, do you have a comment?
Checking earlier, this morning, I guess it was. But just had a comment about the mountaintop.
Comment?
This is Don, built off in November. I live over in Inman. But over the last 62 years I've been licensed, I've done a lot of mountaintopping. If anyone wants to check out some of my past activities, they can go to QRZ.com. But mountaintopping is one of my favorite ways of getting out.
Do you do soda, or do you just go up and try to talk off the top of the mountain?
sometimes I just drive up there on the parkway up Mount Mitchell, and sometimes another station and I, KC4CTW. We would pack up and take up generators and all kind of stuff, beans, and especially up on Rhone Mountain, we'd go up there and we could talk into Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, all the way up there on 2 meters and 70 centimeters.
It's pretty impressive getting that distance with 2 meter and 70 centimeter. How many watts are you transmitting on?
It was always less than 100. Mostly it was like 25, but spent a lot of time up on White Oak Mountain near Tryon, of course Hogback, where I used to work for Channel 7, and then of course Caesar's Head, Glassy Mountain, and to the far west. I can't think of the repeater over there on top of the highest point in South Carolina, Sassafras. But we also got up on the parkway at Long Mountain and did a lot of DXing and really, really enjoyed it. We did amateur television on 70 centimeter from up there, and we got into Ohio on amateur television, about 10 watts. But as time progressed, I'm not able to do a lot right now, but I surely enjoyed that. It just kind of a whole different kind of mode of operation. And used to be up there every time I had a few minutes, I'd be on a mountaintop.
I understand what you're saying. Most of the times I've been up on a mountaintop was long before I got into ham radio. I remember I think I was in my early 20s, I hiked up to the top of Ben Lomond Peak, which was on the north side of the town where I lived, which is, I think, probably about 9,500 feet. And there was a guy up there that, I'm assuming it was a ham radio, but he was calling and talking to somebody down in town, and I thought that was really pretty cool. I didn't really ask any questions, should have, but I thought that was neat that he was up there making phone calls or contacts. I think he was making some phone calls through his ham radio.
Different experience, that's for sure. It sure is. And in the late 60s, there were three clubs in Greenville. Most people don't know that, but there was the Blue Ridge Club. Then there was a club called the Mike and Key Club, which at the time was for most often professionals. And then there was the Greenville VHS Society. So I operated my first contest from Sassafras about somewhere in late 60s, probably 1968. But both those clubs are now defunct, and all they have over there, I guess, is a Blue Ridge.
Yeah, it's things change. I think when I first learned about, like, Summits on the Air, that really sounded interesting to me. Unfortunately, I'm in my mid-50s now, and I'm not as young as I used to be, but I think I'm still young enough that I could probably climb a few of those mountains using Ariel as an example. He's probably retired, but he seems to climb those peaks and do soda contacts quite frequently.
I wish I was still able to do that. I'm approaching 76, so I don't have a lot of trombones either, but not able to do a lot. Just one more announcement. The guys on frequencies and ladies may know that the International Space Station has opened up a repeater in the early part of September. It has 2 meter uplink and 70 centimeter downlink. So you folks might look out for that. I think recently, last few days, the International Space Station has been sending slow scan television from the ISS. So just want to pass that along. I monitor the ISS repeater on a scanner, a 30-year-old scanner, and it comes in full quieting. So it's not going to be hard for our stations to work. So people might just want to take a listen for it. Let me get off here. I don't get on the repeater much, but I just wanted to pass that information. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. I'll be clear.
4 Delta Foxtrot, W2MJB. Thank you for your comments and your time and your experience and telling the stories about when you were younger and doing the mountain topping, which I guess now is pretty much kind of converted into soda. So appreciate that. Have a wonderful evening. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. To those who are still hanging around and listening, KN4HTP, Wendy, will be calling that tomorrow night. I'm sure she'd appreciate you coming along and checking in with her. I'll enjoy listening to her from my armchair. The net report will be submitted electronically. I will break for a few minutes to fill that in, and you should be hearing the results in a minute or so. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like I made a mess up on that date. It actually should be the 18th, not the 19th. So, again, KN4HTP will be calling the net tomorrow night. We will return the repeater back to its normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night, everyone.
5 a.m., W4 Delta Foxtrot. This is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, clear.